Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of the potential of how important it would be, you'd have to have it at a 9 or a 10. Because when you look at the American League East standings, like, the Yankees are running away with it. So if, in fact, the Red Sox and Blue Jays make the playoffs, it's very likely they're going to play each other. That's just how the standings are playing out. And the entire first round of the playoffs this year, the team with the better record is the home team. So the Red Sox, if they were to play the Blue Jays in the playoffs today, that series would be in Toronto, which would mean that Tanner Houck, their closer, unless he's vaccinated, would not be available. We don't know if Chris Sale, their ace who's coming back, has gotten vaccinated. You know, we don't know if he's going to be available for that series. So this is something worth watching, and worth hearing about the conversations within that clubhouse about some of their better players not being available and the Red Sox being at a competitive disadvantage.
That was Buster Olney on ESPN Radio. Very concerned. Vax situation is a 9, 9.5 a concern. Guys like Houck, Duran, maybe Chris Hill later on. I told you the other night when that blown save was, it was, you know, it bothered me. He just lost a game, whatever. But there's no guarantee Tanner Houck would have closed it out anyways. For me, it was more of the look ahead. End of September, October. That's where the concern was. That's where Buster's kind of going. Right now, it's like, it's over with. On to Chicago. You don't have to worry about it again for another 50 games, 60 games, whatever it is. You know, you don't have to worry about it at all for a while. Curious what you guys thought. We read this tweet, but this is Alex Cora talking about after the game when they were talking about looking down the road and whether that situation could change.
Throughout last year, we were always asking you, 85%, are you still having the conversations? This year, there's no 85%. Are you still having the conversations?
We still talk, you know, and we'll see. I do believe when we come to September, it's going to be different.
Based on something changing with you guys or the law changing?
No, I don't get into
politics.
No. I barely know the Puerto Rican ones, so I'm not going to get into that. But I do believe for September, it's going to change from our end.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, you know, just the...
Let's leave it at that. I bet you a dollar is going to change.
Wow.
What do you think he means by that?
Well, these guys are getting vaccinated.
Yeah, they're getting the shots.
I mean, this is...
So Chris Cotillo followed up there and said, is the change coming because the laws are changing at the border or something else, or something that you know within your club? And he says, no, I don't even know all the laws. I don't know the regulations in Puerto Rico. So it's pretty straightforward that it's these guys, it sounds like after this trip, these guys, at least these two, have changed their minds.
He would not. Well, listen, maybe some of the three, maybe not all of them, but at least some of them, maybe hopefully all of them. This is 100% him saying in his own special way, we're not going to have to worry about vaccination issues next time we play Toronto. I mean, is this about it? Because he wouldn't even flirt with that. He wouldn't hint at it, right? Because someone would check him on it later on, and he wouldn't put himself in a position to kind of explain himself. So no, like, and now the question is, okay, what changed? Like, if they asked him this question like a week ago or before that, game two of this series with Toronto up in Canada, would he have been able to say this? Or do those guys kind of feel really crappy and say, you know what, this changed my mind?
Couple of things. Number one, it's like we said before, like, how does Tanner Houck feel watching that game the other night? When that game was over, did Corey get a text from Tanner Houck saying, you know, that's it, I'm getting vaccinated. My bad. You know, watching it was enough to put me over the top. Yeah, I have convictions and why I'm not doing it. Maybe Jaren Duran, whatever, Chris Sale, we don't know why, what their reasons are. Who knows? It's not our, I don't really care. But maybe that's just watching that game. Like I said, how does he go into Chicago? How does he feel watching that game? That's all I could think about. And maybe he did. Maybe he watched it and just texted him back. Or maybe they're trading him.
Ooh, I didn't think about that interpretation. Yeah, we won't be dealing with this because they won't be here.
Now, I don't think he's trading Chris Sale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying it's another way of looking at it. It's like, well, we don't have this problem because we think they're going to be vaccinated or they won't be on the team. You know, or, you know, we're going to go get a couple extra bullpen arms so it won't be an issue if we miss Tanner Houck, even though I don't know if that's the the reasoning either. But it's only got to be two. Either these guys are like, that's it, sorry about that. Just seeing it from my own eyes, blowing a game, we're going to get vaccinated. Or they're thinking about moving on from
the say that two out of the three guys learned valuable lessons, okay? Tanner Houck not being able to close out a game, be the guy to kind of help them win that game. Chris Sale, nothing, because I don't think he's in jeopardy of losing money or his position or his status with anybody in the organization. But Jarren Duran almost feels like he's getting Wally Pitt by Ref Snyder, who's like just playing great every single time and who's taking his opportunities. That to me would drive me freaking nuts. Like, I made my way up to the majors. I've started playing really well. I have a role. I'm leading off. I'm producing. I'm getting on base. I'm stealing bases. And crap, I can't play. Here comes Ref Snyder. Now he's leading off. Now he's doing everything that I was doing. Don't you think that would really kind of, man, that would really kind of change your way of thinking, wouldn't it? Yeah. Like somebody else stealing your reps, like taking your opportunities. Now they're the best looking girl at the dance.
Mm-hmm. You're looking very replaceable.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Replaceable. Now that would be my greatest fear.
And you would know that, right? It was Vrabel catching a touchdown.
Oh, see, I didn't even know where you were going. Just, that's well, not, right? That would be like,
Am I replaceable?
Not very nice.
I
mean,
they're using Vrabel. Am I replaceable? By the way, real quick, I just saw this from Mark Tompkin, who covers the Rays. Relievers Brooks Raley, who's got four saves for them, one of their big arms out of the bullpen, and Ryan Thompson will not be joining the Rays in Toronto.
Oh, I wonder why.
For a 5-game series due to the vaccination requirement.
Ah,
there
it is.
They're going to be placed on a restricted list. And it can be replaced in the active roster. So the Tampa Bay Rays are going up there for 5 games.
Wow.
Without a guy that's got 4 saves, who's kind of like, you know, they have 4 guys that get saves, whatever. And Ryan Thompson, another guy out of the bullpen they can use. So they're out of it as well. But, yeah, it is interesting that, you know, these guys all of a sudden now feel like, you know, they're all set.
So the least likely thing.
Good.
So yesterday I said you should trade him. I wonder if they maybe not threatened him, but I said, listen, if we can't afford to not have you in these games that matter so much late in the season, so we're going to have to work a trade. And I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to, like, you know, I don't want to, like, you know, threaten you at all. But listen, this is a big boy league. You got to make big boy decisions. And right now, listen, it's the way it is. It's just the way it is. So,
well, I'm trying to find the story. I'm sorry, because I'm not going to be able to, I think, give the attribution it needs. But I know that we had the story 2 days ago from the Globe saying that the Red Sox mandated Trevor Story get vaccinated before he signs.
Yes.
And then I saw something just this morning. I wish I could find it, saying that the Sox came out. Oh, it was on us.
Sam Kennedy.
Yeah, Sam Kennedy.
On
saying,
the Greg Hill Show.
Hey, we're not.
Do you have that?
Do we have that?
Yeah, because he was on the Greg Hill Show and he wanted to clear it up.
We don't mandate anybody. And so can you just give the speech that you gave to Trevor Story to these guys and make it kind of like a, you know, you're in or you're out situation?
See, I still say,
at the trade deadline.
And let us know when you have it, Justin, is because, again, Story is different.
Hold on, he's got it right here. This is Sam Kennedy this morning on the Greg Hill Show talking about the report that Trevor Story was required to get the
vaccine. That was from
the
Boston Globe, right.
Yeah, let me be very clear about this. While we believe deeply in the effectiveness of the vaccine, and it is our hope that everyone will get the vaccine to protect against COVID, we cannot force or mandate a player to get vaccinated. Players have rights that are very clearly outlined in highly publicized collective bargaining agreement process that unfolded this offseason. We respect those rights. We play by the rules. And we cannot force or mandate that a player gets vaccinated. We can educate. We can encourage. We can ask. But we cannot force or mandate a player to get vaccinated. And I'll leave it at that.
Did he say we can shame? Did he say that?
Pretty much.
He could ask.
Right?
They could ask.
Could finger wag.
He could finger wag. Finger wagging is allowed.
You could have your Boston Globe columnist, Dan Jonas, he'd write columns and finger wag via writing.
Talk to Dan.
All that stuff is on the table, but we just can't force them to do it. But we could really make them feel really crappy if they don't. We're about to give you a lot of money. Could you please at least consider it? Or maybe we'll go someplace else.
$140 million.
We have 140 million reasons why you should get the stupid shot.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know. We'll kind of take that for what it is. To me, when I've heard Alex Cora say this before, I'll bet you a dollar. You know what I mean? He's used that 2 or 3 times, I think, in his time here, and it's something that's usually like, you know,
It's basically a guarantee.
It's a guarantee. He knows something's going on. Whether, I don't know, whether Hauk or Duran watching the series, not being part of it, maybe Sale, I don't know, knowing what's coming at the end of the year. But it sounds like, you know, you don't have to worry about it for a while. And maybe in a month or two we'll hear about maybe All-Star break or whatever, about these guys getting vaccinated.
Hasn't Chris Sale had it like 5 times already anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, he should have enough antibodies.
He said it a couple times.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.